Hey everybody, and welcome to the Gentleman's Journey podcast. My name is Luke Harum, Phi Delta 25, and we are coming to you from the 182nd convention in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here today with the colonists of the South Dakota School of Mining Technology. Guys, do you want to go around and introduce yourselves?
I'm James Martins. I'm the recruitment chair, and I'm going into my junior year.
I'm Isaac Brenner. I'm currently the president, and I'm going into my junior year as well.
I'm Josh Rowe. I'm the risk management chair. I'm also going into my junior year.
I'm Jude Hanneman. I'm the social media chair, and I'm going into my junior year.
Awesome. So you guys are a little bit unique because you started as an interest group who reached out to Kaisai. Could you talk a little bit about how you found Kaisai and why you decided to start that interest group in the first place?
For sure. So initially when we were deciding that we wanted to look into fraternities, me and my friend Kelton, we wanted something that was education focused, but also had that social aspect to it too. So then when we were scrolling through the list of fraternities, we had came across Kaisai, and we looked a little bit into the history, and we were like, wow, like this is something that we want to look into. So that's kind of how it all started on that aspect.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great that you guys thought, you know, highly enough of us to want to join.
Yeah.
So your colony has had some pretty unique events. You've had a ice cream gutter event. We have to eat all the ice cream, something like that. Sorry, I don't know the exact details. Tell us about how you like come up with these creative ideas for all your events.
I don't know, we kind of were trying to do recruitment events that no one else has done on our campus. And like, I don't know, there's a lot of kind of boring ones like, oh, they do like dodgeball and stuff. And like, it was kind of hard to come up with ideas. And I think our number two, Mason, was just looking stuff up, and he saw this thing where, I think it was at a bar, but like just a ton of people were eating ice cream out of a gutter. And he was like, we can do something with this, I feel like. So then we just kind of like made it a competition, I guess. I don't know. It's just like Google searching random stuff, seeing events that have happened in the past and putting our own twist on it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they all seem super cool and like a cool way to differentiate yourself from other fraternities. So you guys, some of you got to go to the Rogue conference that, you know, we were lucky enough to hold in Kentucky. How did that kind of your first foray into the national fraternity change your view of Kaisai and kind of, How did that change your idea about colonies and Kaisai itself?
I don't know. I think one thing that was a huge driver into why we wanted to petition for alpha status is because when meeting all the other presidents and recruitment chairs and treasury chairs at Roe, we really felt that sense of community and we really wanted to be a part of it. And that's kind of what drove us to alpha status. So that's kind of what we found at Roe was this tight-knit community that we were looking to join.
Yeah, I mean, another thing for me from going to Roe, I got to talk with all the recruitment chairs, and it made me like a lot more passionate about recruitment because like all these guys are really good at what they do. Like everybody at Roe, I mean, everybody you talk to like has a really impressive resume. Like a lot of the guys are super smart, you know. So I was kind of like, dude, I need to step my game up. I need to start doing better because like I don't know, talking to these guys, like they just knew what they were doing. I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Or,
and I mean, everybody was super cool the whole time. That was awesome. I was like, it's actually kind of cool. Like a lot of fraternities like hate their nationals. And I don't know, I don't dislike the central ops at all. Everything that I've, any interactions that I've had with anybody from there has been like really good. It's been awesome.
Yeah, we're happy we could have you guys. And you know, we're excited to see what you guys have next. So obviously you guys are pretty far away from other alphas being in South Dakota. I don't, like the closest alpha might be like Wisconsin or something. How has that affected, you know, being so far away from CO, being so far away from other Kaisais? How has that affected your development as a colony and, you know, like making sure you're still Kaisai?
The development has been, it wasn't an easy process. So a lot of times we had to have Zoom calls with our extension specialist, Nate Pittman from Kentucky. We had a lot of like one-on-one time with him. He was very hands-on, but we couldn't do it always in person. We had calls with Dr. G as well. He also would do a Zoom call and talk about pledge education. It was, a lot of it was just doing it in the best way possible for being so far, because our nearest, the closest two alphas are going to be Psi Delta in Boulder and then New in Minnesota. So it was just trying to find like people already in the area who are supportive.
So you guys have been a colony for a year. Tell me about some of your favorite memories you've had in this first year of being colonists of Kasai.
I could probably go. This kind of changed my whole perspective on like the entire brotherhood aspect. Last year I went through a breakup and it was my first like relationship and it was like really bad for me. I was really like in a pretty bad state and like I don't know, every single person in the group like had my back 24/7. Like they're always asking how I was doing and it was like, wow, like all these guys like really actually care about me and I'd never had like an experience like that ever before. So that really changed my entire perspective on the entire thing. I was like, wow, this is actually crazy.
I'm gonna add on to that. I had the same situation. So my freshman, this first semester, I was failing in some of my classes. I was falling behind. I was losing a lot of confidence in myself. And our current number two Mason reached out, and we had a long talk about how they're concerned for me, like for my like, well-being and like how I'm doing in school because they want to see me succeed. Like not just from the cells, but for everyone in Kaisa, they want to see you succeed. Like everyone wants to see each other. It's been a great close friendship.
Any other favorite memories?
I'm trying to think.
Formal anyone?
Formal was good.
So tomorrow you guys petition for Alpha status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do get it and you do establish an Alpha, and you can come back 10 years later. What do you guys hope to see in your future Alpha? What do you hope to come back to?
Personally, I hope we come back to an Alpha whose brotherhood is as good as ours, if not better, because I feel like that's something very important that we got, and I think it'd be really cool to see that happening again.
Yeah, for sure. For me, kind of one thing that I've always thought about is like we came back and like kind of like the status of the name Kaisai is like held to a high like standard almost. I think that'd be really cool. Like around campus, like if anybody's just talking about Kaisai, like I would want everybody to be like, oh yeah, like Kaisai is like the best fraternity on campus. So I kind of want to just, I don't know, I guess, yeah. That's kind of what I'm trying to say, I guess. It's hard to word it,
yeah,
but.
I understand.
Like, leaving the legacy.
Yeah.
So, one more day till the big day. Last question. How are you guys feeling about the petition? Nerves? Excited? You feel, you know, ready to go?
I feel really ready to go. I think I'm going to get very nervous when I get in front of all those people, but I'm really confident in the rest of the group, and I mean, I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. I think we're ready for it. I'm really proud of everything that our group has put together. And I'm really happy with all the dedication that we've put in.
Every person that I've talked to personally has been super supportive. Like every undergraduate, alumni, like the success advisor, everyone's very, like, they want us to get Alpha status. It's been very supportive from everyone. It's been awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited to just kind of share some of our achievements with everybody too. Cause I mean, we've been working like crazy for the like past year. So
yeah.
I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
Well, if you're watching or listening to this, they will have achieved Alpha status. so hopefully, you know, one day I can call you guys brothers. Thanks
for sure.
Coming to talk to us and thanks for listening to this podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.